This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Samich Baruch Hashem. An exciting day in the world of Daf as B'siyata D'Shemaya. We wrap up Perek Hazav. I shouldn't use the words wrap up, certainly not with Perek Hazav. But we've gone through, we've done our best. We've sweated through some of the difficulties, which, by the way, is just a precursor, not to get anyone nervous, for Izehu Neshech, which will be beginning today. But for now, let's wrap up the fourth parak before we move on to the fifth. So we're holding at the bottom of Nuntes Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, in ma'arvin peirois bepeirois. The Mishnah coming on the heels of the sugyos of Aina. Now we're going to discuss at what level it will be considered Aina. Would be considered overcharging slash deception in the world of buying and selling. So says the Mishnah, one cannot mix peirois of one type from one field with peirois of another field. Afilu chadashim bechadashim, even new ones with new ones. And Rashi points out the specifics of the case are, Balabai says, I'm selling you the fruits of a particular field. You cannot the fruits of another field. Even if they're both new peirois, but it's not the item that you specified. You're not allowed to mix one with the other. And we continue to Samoch Amar Aleph, continues the Mishnah of Ein Tzarich Loimar. And this goes without saying, Chadashim B'Yishanim, that you're now allowed to mix new produce into old produce. And the Tav Rashi again speaks out the particulars, says Rashi, Pasak Limkar, if someone stipulated to sell Yishanim, old crop, older produce, Lo Yarvenu B'Chadashim. Why? Why? Because the old crop is more dried out and therefore easier to make flour. So one should not just think, what do you mean new is always better? Well, new might be better in some areas. But when it comes to the crop, the older crop is better, so you cannot mix that in. Continues the mission on the top line. It's Tamil Chamad Aleph Emes Amru. When it comes to wine, you'll add a mixed kasha, that which is strong, birach, with that which is mild. Why? Because then it's bettering the wine. So in as much as we've been learning that even just to mix something different, a different field is not allowed, and certainly not allowed to put in something inferior, but to put in something superior, something that betters it, is yes, allowed. Ain ma'arvin shemre yayin b'yayin, now to mix in the sediment. Aval noisein aloi es shemei rav. You're not allowed to mix the sediment in, but you're allowed to put in its sediment from its wine, as the Gemara will explain. Continues the Mishnah, mishin ezarim mayim b'yayinoi. Loyim karenu b'chano. Someone that mixed wine with his water, you cannot sell it to the store unless you tell the customer that the wine is diluted. You're not allowed to sell it to the tagar, the store, even if you tell him, because he's going to cheat someone else. So again, maybe you personally are not decepting the store owner because you're telling him, but you have to be cognizant of what he's going to do with it. If the minhag is to yes dilute yatil, you're allowed to. Hatagar noitel mehegroina, he's allowed to take from five threshing floors. Vinoisein litoich magura achas, I put it all into one silo. Mehegito, he's from five barrels. Vinoisein tachpito mechad, put it into one cask. Kubulvad. You can't have intention to mix it, as Rashi at the end of the Mishnah speaks out. You can't purposely deceive people that they think the peirois are from one area and it's really from somewhere else. So says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, dealing with the first case of the Mishnah, Ein Tzarich Leimar Chadashos Meharba, and this is Pashit if the new grain is for a selav, Yishena Yisar Mishalayish, and the older grain is three saw selav, Dein Meharvin. Ela Filu, what if it's the reverse? The Chadashos are cheaper, Mishalayish, Yishena Yisar, excuse me, the Chadashos are expensive, Meharba, still Ein Meharvin, Nish Adam Roitzel Yashnein, because it could be the person buying it particularly wants the older crop, for it'll be dried out, etc. And we continue quoting the next part of the Mishnah that says, "Be'emes oimru b'yayin etiru la'ariv kosheh b'rach mimnei shehu mashbichoy." That when it comes to wine, you're allowed to add in some stronger wine. Why? Because it's improving the wine. Says the Gemara at the two dots, 10 lines from the white lines of Samuch Amar Aleph Amar Rav Elazar. Teaches Rav Elazar Ada Amru. You know what this means? Ada Amra. This means to say, Kol Be'emes Amru Alachi. Anytime the Mishnah says Be'emes Amru, that's Alacha. Amr Rav Nachman, Ubein Agita is Shanu. Continues Rav Nachman, that when was this taught? This was taught during the Bein Agitais, is when they're producing the wine. At such a time, it would be better to add in the newer wine to the mild wine. However, other times, it would not be beneficial. Vayinna, ask the Gemara, nowadays, Gamarvi Shalai Bein Agitais. It's normal for people to mix the wine even when it's not the particular time to produce the wine. So would you be allowed to? It's allowed because people know, and they're Ravacha allows mixing the inferior into the better one if it's something that is tasted. Why? Because then he'll be able to be Meichel when he knows about it. And we continue quoting the Mishnah, four lines from the wide lines, Vein Marvin, Shoimre Yayin B'Yayin, but you're allowed to put in it, Avnoisin Lai, yes, Shemarav, its own Shemar. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Rit Risha says, Ein Marvin Klal, you're not allowed to put any sediment in, then it says you're allowed to put a sediment in, V'chi Tema, my Noisin Lai is Shemarav, what does it mean to put in its sediment? That what it means is that you tell him for the fact that Zeva says you can't sell in the store unless you tell him about it and you're not allowed to sell it to a merchant even if you do tell him. From there it would seem in the second wide line sound like the Reish is talking about what you don't tell him. So how can you tell me that the whole case is only if you tell him? Amar Rav Yehuda, Achi Kamar. Ein Mahavrid. So says Rav Yehuda, want to know what's shown in the Mishnah when you can yes mix the sediments, when you cannot? Ein Ma'arvin Shamin, excuse me, Shmarim Shal Emesh B'Shal Yoyim. V'lo Shal Yoyim B'Shal Emesh. Aval Meisin Lo Yes Shmarov. That the difference in the two cases of the Mishnah are, says Rav Yehuda, yesterday you emptied out a barrel. So you have the shmarim, you have the sediment on the bottom. That you can't put into today's barrel when you're selling it. But its own shmarim, you could. Teaches Rav Yehuda, if someone slowly pours wine for his friends, leaving some of the sediment behind, there is a li'arev. You can't mix different wines and their sediments. You could put its sediment in. We continue the two dots, six lines into the wide lines. Mishan is arev amayim b'yeno ariz elohim kren b'chanos elohim kain moidiyoy. Unless you let him know about it. Says the Gemara, Rav Aisle chamra b'chanuta. Rav bought some wine. Someone brought Rava some wine from a store. Masgi taime. He diluted the wine and he tasted it. Lavi basis. But it wasn't good. Lavi basim, excuse me. It wasn't aromatic. It wasn't good. Shadi lechanuta. So what did Rava do? He sent it back to the store. Amr le'abai. He said, Abai va'atanan lo le'tagra v'vishamadiyoy. You're not allowed to give it back to a store, even if you tell him. So how are you allowed to give him the wine that had water diluted into it? Amar lei, mazga didi, says Rava. My way that I diluted, says Rava, I added so much water, explains Rashi. It's a noticeable amount, and therefore it's not a problem. And maybe he'll tell me that he'll add more wine, and therefore it'll be regular strength diluted water, wine. Mazvin later, I'll sell it. If you don't have to worry about that, if the storekeeper is going to take your strongly diluted wine and add in his weakly diluted wine, that's not something that you have to be concerned of. And we conclude part A of the shir. Again, during the time of the wine production, that's when this is mutter. We continue with the Mishnah on the bottom of Samacham and Aleph. Rav Yehuda, Oymer, teaches Rav Yehuda, Leichalik HaChenveni, Kloyos VeGoizim Leti Noikes. A Chenveni is not allowed to distribute nuts and other items to children. They shum argilin lava yatzlai, because you're going to attract the children to come to the store. And therefore, what? They're going to be convincing their parents to come. And that's a form of deception. And therefore, or we'll see, maybe it's because other store owners won't be able to do the same, etc. But Chachamim atirim, Chachamim say it's not allowed. Lo yivchais es ashar, continues the Mishnah, you cannot lower the price for some of your items below market value. But Chachamim, zachar l'tayv, what do you mean? Do what you want. You're making it cheaper for people. Lo yavar as I grease in. You're not allowed to sift, crush beans to remove the garbage from it. Divrei Abashal v'chachamim matirim. Umaydim shal yavar me'albiya magura. But they admit they're not allowed to sift to the top of the bin. She'ino yala kegaynev esa ayin. That you're deceiving other people. Ein mefarchas in los adamos v'hema. V'lo yes akelim. And concludes the Mishnah. You're not allowed to beautify a person, meaning if you're selling an eved, an animal or utensils, you're not allowed to make something appear better than it is in reality. It says the Gemara, "My time, my Rabbanan." What is the reason of the Rabbanan that the storekeeper is allowed to distribute items to the children? Why are we not worried that it's putting other stores at a disadvantage? Because you know why? I'm giving out nuts and you give out prunes, meaning just like I could do this, you could do this. You're having tainas that I'm attracting everyone to my store. So shkayach, go do the same thing. My time of the Rabbanan, what is the reason for the Rabbanan? Again, it's unfair to other stores, says the Gemara, as we turn over to Samcha Vivez, Misham Dekom Marviach Letara. You know why? It's a good thing, says the Gemara, because you're being Marviach Letara, you're lowering the market price, which of course is good for everyone. Va'itche Peiris is Rashi Yerush Lovim Karbazol, and they'll sell cheaper. So the store is not going to lose out, but everyone will gain. V'layivar as a greesin, tivri abashal v'chachamim atirin. You can't sift through these beans. Man chacham says, Gemar ravacha, detani ravacha matir, bedavar anira, because it's recognizable, therefore it's mutter. Eim v'archas in laws, adam v'chulu, laws akelim, you can't beautify items when you sell them. Tanu rabbanan, ein misharvitin. 7 lines down, you're not allowed to, as a behemoth, you're not allowed to make the hair stand like a stick. Again, it looks in a certain strong appearance. You can't inflate the intestines. You can't soak the meat in water to make it look more gishmak. Says Gemara, what does it mean to make the hair stick up? What this means is certain food that you give the animal to drink that gives it a fuller, a more stronger appearance. The Iri Amar teaches Iri Azirim Rav Kana Miz Kavta, it's a form of brushing the animal's hair that gives it a certain appearance. Shmuel Shara Lemirma says the Gemara, Shmuel allowed the sellers, the Mirma Tume Lisarbala, to put silk fringes to the coat to make it look more attractive. Rav Yehuda Shara Lechasuse Karma, Rav Yehuda allowed them to starch that clothing. Rava Sharla made sardi. Rava allowed them to beat canvas to make it look finer. Rava Charlotte slume giri. Rava allowed them to paint arrows. Rav Bava Bar Shmuel Sharlitz Alumi Dikuli, allow them to paint wicker baskets. Different practices that they did to make items look better, different Amorayim allowed. Asks the Gemara, how are you telling me all these cases allowed? Didn't our Mishnah say you're not allowed to? Answers the Gemara Lokasha. When it's new items and you're just making them look more attractive, that you're allowed. But if you're taking an old item and making it look better, that is not allowed. Says the Gemara, Pirchas Adamai, what does it mean to beautify a person? Kiha, 8 lines at the end of the parak, that Avda Sabam. Like the Syrian elderly slave, the Azul Save Lereshe, that what do? They dyed his hair. Uledigna and made his beard black to appear younger. Also came to Rava Amarle Zivnin. He said to Rava, buy me. Amarle said, Rava Yeinayim. And Niyim B'nei Beischa said, Rava, let poor people be members of your household. Also came to Rava Bar Shmuel Zavnei. Rava Bar Shmuel bought him Zavnei. Excuse me, Yoim Echad. Amarle, one day Rava Bar Shmuel said to him, Ashken Maya, give me water. Also, Chivre Lereshe. Uledigna. He went. That he washed off his hair and he made it white. Amar Leh, and the slave said, Chazad, then Akashish Me'avoch. The slave said, you want me to give you water? Look, I'm older than your father. How am I to do this undignified work from you? Me'avoch Karyam Navsheh, he said, Rav Bava Bar Shmuel, Tzadik Mitzar Nechlatz, the Yavoi, Acher Tachtov, that the righteous is rescued and someone else comes in his place. That Rav Bava Bar Shmuel was not actually a bad guy. He was a big time chacham, but he ignored the Mishnah and he bought a non-Jewish slave instead of hiring Jewish help. That's why he came to this story. Hajon Alach Hazav. Okay. Oh, no. I thought we were going to get some confetti. We'll try one more time. Ah, there we go. Hajon Alach Hazav. Ziyata Dishmaya. And Mirtz Hashem, as we mentioned at the beginning of this year, this should just be a springboard. Was it difficult at times? Yes. But it should be a springboard, an encouragement that we can get through a Zeh Neshech. And of course, time one is always just for simplistic purposes, only to allow us to ultimately one day learn it again, B'siyata Dishmayo. So says the Mishnah, Zeh Neshech V'Zeh Tarbis. What is Neshech and what is Tarbis? Says the Mishnah, Izeu Neshech, you know what Neshech is? Ha'malva Sela Behei Dinarim. Someone lends a Sela, which is a coin that worth 4 dinar, and he sells it for 5 dinar. So Sayin Chitim B'Shalosh. He sells 2 sa of, excuse me, not sells. Got to change our terminology over here. Nothing to do with selling. Malve, he lends something that's worth 4 for 5. He lends 2 sa for shalosh for 3. Aser m'neisha hu noishich. This is forbidden. Why? Because the lender is noishich. Noishich from the word of biting. That when I lend you 2 and you give me back 3, I'm biting you. I'm making you pay back more than you borrowed. Therefore, it is forbidden. Vezeu Tarbis considers the Mishnah Hamarbe Baveirois that you increase Beirois Kitz. Alokchem Enuchitim Bediner Zav Akor. You buy wheat at 1 golden dinar per kor, 25 silver dinar Vachina Shar, and that's the going rate. Amduchitin Melamedinarim, and you know what happened? What happened was that wheat went up in value, now they're worth 30 silver dinar. Amrlo Tanli Chitag, you back my wheat, Shani wrote to the Machar, and I want to sell it. Kechlem Yayin. I don't want to give you back your wheat. But guess what? Instead of giving you back 25, I'll give you 30. I'll give you the wine. So again, I borrow wheat from you for 25. Wheat goes up in value. Now you ask for it back. So you want to sell for 30. I tell you, listen, I don't have the wheat, but I'll give you the value of 30 in wine. That is forbidden. So the basic premise is, of course, over here, of ribis, of charging something more, taking back more than is lent. Says the Gemara, we're just going to begin the Gemara. Midashavak l'ribis daraisa. from the fact that the Mishnah did not discuss the case of biblical rebbes. Says the Gemara, from the fact that the Mishnah jumped straight into dinim d'rabbanan, it would seemingly indicate that midaraisa, neshech, and tarbis are all one of the same. Whether the borrower is gaining, the lender is gaining, either way, it's the same issue. Asks the Gemara, v'akrai ksivi, but there are psukim in which it differentiates between neshech and tarbis. Neshech kesef, v'tarbis oichel, two different items. Says the Gemara, v'tizra, is that true that neshech is always by kesef and tarbis is by oichel? Digi neshech b'lai tarbis, v'tarbis b'lai neshech. Says the Gemara of Tizra, do you really think that the two are mutually exclusive? They function independently. Neshech b'lai tarbis echadami. What's the case? If you lend someone 100 brutais and he pays you back mea ve'esrim 120, meikara kaima mea bedanka. Originally, 100 brutais was worth one daka. Danka, lubzayv kaimi mea ve'esrim bedanka. At the end, when you made him pay you back 120, that was worth that same danka. Neshech ika dekan nachesle. So such a scenario, there is neshech. Why? Because the kanach is lay, because the borrower is losing, he's getting bitten. To kashaka minei midi delo yahif, because you're giving him something that he didn't borrow. You lent him 100 and you're making him pay you back 120. But tarbis lekum is no tarbis, let's lay ravcha, because the malva isn't gaining, because he's getting back the same danka's worth. The danka osvi, the danka kashaka minei. You lent a danka and you're getting back a danka. So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so we do see a case of Neshech without Tarbis. Ask the Gemara, Shkayach, Saif, Saif, Ibasa Mekar, Azizari Neshech, Vari Tarbis, Ibasa Saif, Azlis, Loi Neshech, Ikav, Loi Tarbis, Ika. Says the Gemara, choose your poison. You go by the beginning, it's both. You go by the end, it's none. The Su, and I'll ask you further, Tarbis, Loi Neshech, Eichi, tell me the flip side case. E, Daisen, Meyavi, Meyavi, Mekar, Gami, Meyavi, Dan, Gobza, Meyavi, Chumsha. There's neither. So rather says Rava, four lines from the bottom, says Rava, you're not going to find a case. The Torah only wrote them separately, not that they are mutually exclusive. But rather, it's two different lavin, one of Neshech and one of Tarbis. Pick it up from here, B'siyata Dishmayo.